Oh, good evening. I was reading something this afternoon. I think it was just a little snippet titled The Path of the Mystic. You know, we have all these traditions, these religions that point to the one truth, in all sorts of various angles, you could say, going toward the one truth, and who's right and who's wrong, which way is better, which way is worse. But what a mystic speaks of what mystic kind of sort of means is that you cannot speak it. The minute the words come out of the mouth, in one way or another, they're a lie. You cannot speak it. And so to boil it down to a few words that can also be misleading and a lie, that's to say, the only thing to do is to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Which in essence is all that a mystic does, which is more of a lack of doing, because if he is doing something, he or she is not being still. Quite the quandary. So you could say that there's two basic approaches to being still. And both approaches leading to the same place. That which always constantly is, that which you can never get away from, that which is in the midst of the experience and in the midst of the non-experience, that which is always still even when it's moving and its stillness. And so first approach is sort of like saying, not this, not that. Returning to this silent, unknowing now. That's so simple, really. You have a thought. You have a bunch of thoughts. Poor mind trying to figure this all out. How do I be still to know that I am God? Whatever. And in the midst of this thought train, every so often, if you're just watching the thoughts and not trying to figure them out and follow them, you're just watching them. There, every so often, is a noticing, a stopping. And for a moment, for a brief instant, that is usually skated over, there is this deep, silent, unknowing. That's neither a knowing or an unknowing. It's a deep, silent isness where you completely disappear, because when you appear again, the you is looking at what it just came out of. But it was prior to the you arising. It's the underlying groundless ground and this silence. And there starts to be a seeing. Or first maybe intellectually. But there starts to be a grokking, you could say, that no matter where I go, no matter what I think, no matter what I hear, there is this constant return to this undescribable, silent, still place. That nothing in the life can affect. Even if my thoughts are going crazy and I'm having a terrible time, or even if I'm having a great time, there's this constant returning to what is always silent beneath all the fuss. The willingness and the intent to keep returning to what is silent every time I get lost, to let that be the priority. Leads to a spacious stillness. And the other approach, is to collapse into what, for better or worse, can be described as the felt sense here. So what is the felt sense here? It's not some wooey wooey thing. It starts as simply feeling yourself here. Feeling in the beginning what the mind says, I am returning to feeling my body in the chair, in the room. I collapse into the strongest felt sense here now. And sometimes, at least to begin with, it doesn't feel like much. Kind of boring. oh, maybe I want to entertain some thoughts. What about dinner? What about figuring this mystical stuff out? Oh, look at that interesting insight I just have. And so the whole thing is just, yes, you're okay too, thinking I am to collapse back into what it's like to feel myself here without defining it. To be the presence, you could say. To be the sitting presence here. To be the suchness beneath the display. One approach, the first approach, is using the head center. Oh, this spacious stillness. So nice and free. Takes a lot of vigilance to get there. And to see that it's nothing really to get to. It already is present. And the second approach is more a belly thing. This juicy here-ness. I feel myself here. And at first it's sort of defined. I'm in Tom and Dawn's basement. I'm in Satsang. I feel myself here. I feel what is my body against a chair. But if you keep collapsing into the felt sense without defining it, chair and body and me feeling myself here starts to collapse into raw energetic felt sense here. It gets to where you cannot tell difference between the boundary between your skin and the room and the chair. You're just a presence here. An energetic presence here. And there's no boundary about it. It's just this incredible aliveness here. There's a substance to it, a substantialness to it, and as you sink into it more and more, the substantialness isn't really based on our idea of physicality. It's such a deep substantialness, you cannot define it, you cannot grab onto it. It sort of takes over and you start to feel that it is so still in its aliveness that there is a silence, a deep spaciousness that permeates it in its expression. Is it silent or is it noisy? It is just an expansive suchness, a touching that's way, way deeper than the touching that we normally say is my hand touching the chair. It is the chair. At the same time, it's your hand. You can start to even feel it in the thoughts, if they're churning, there is a very subtle energetic blipping as the thoughts churn and think. Very subtle, like little sparks going off. like the crow. And so then, is it still? Or is it alive? Or is it a composite of alive stillness? The same thing, really, that is felt through and through when everything disappears and there is a collapse into dreamless, depthless sleep. It's rich. It's full. At the same time, very, very spacious and very, very empty. Way, way past anything this poor mind can possibly comprehend. Which is why we like to go to sleep so much. It's rich and free. It's not some dry place. And the funny thing about it is the only way we know about it, this dreamless sleep. Because there's nobody there in dreamless sleep. The only way we know about it, the only way that the poor mind can reflect on it, is that this dreamless, rich, still aliveness is in the midst of us right now. It's constantly present, whether you're thinking some deluded thought, or whether you're an expanded state. It is no state. It's a constant isness. It is eternity itself. Be still and know that I am God. It's not an idea. It's not a place that you arrive at. You cannot get away from it. It takes everything. It takes you. And there's no one in there that gets it. It gets itself. It is so grounded in itself that it doesn't even know what grounded is. You can't say it's grounded. You can't say it's groundless. You can't say it's existence. You can't say it's non-existence. It goes way, way past anything that we can quantify. It just is. It is a contentment, an appreciation, a bliss that's way, way past what we normally think of as bliss. It is there in the midst of pain. It is there in the midst of birth. It's there in the midst of death. It's deathless, it's birthless, it just is. It is the prime mover of the so-called life. It is the prime mover of you. It is the mover. At best, you can say that the you is its servant. Its willing servant. And whatever appears, whether it looks like it's inside you or outside you, It's all it. It's revealing itself to itself in every moment, in every form, in every way. And all you can do is to let it have you over and over again until you begin to melt into it, until you cannot tell the difference between what you think is you and it.